initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Greetings, salutations, and once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Brute Squad.
I'm your host, Johnny Reed, and as always, partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Hello! Sorry we were absent the last couple weeks. We had a snowstorm, then I messed up the schedule. It's all my fault.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we have Paul with us once again.
Mr. Paul!
I'm back. Here we go.
Mr. Paul is back. Where's EJ again? He's... EJ!
That's what I say.
Let's not discuss that. That's he who shall not be named. He
no, that's no.
No, that's that would be Jeff Johns. Yeah. Oh, did I name him?
No. You named the wrong guy. Oh. So you're all right.
Jeff Johns is
EJ
a good guy.
Was supposed to be here tonight.
Who's the one that, oh, Grant Morrison's the one you don't want me to name.
Dude.
Sorry.
God.
I named him.
How many guitarists does it take to turn on a light bulb?
Oh, you're funny.
12?
17.
One to do it, and the rest to tell them how they could have done it better.
Oh, boy. Are you sure it's not drummers?
No. We do it with the rhythm, dude.
Jeez, wow. Sometimes. Depends on what band you're talking about.
That's true. Not mine.
That's so funny, because I was reading an article with a band and getting off the subject for a second, but they were saying...
We never do that.
They were saying, this guy's like, yeah, we really messed up our last three gigs, man, because our click track quit working in our ear. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with bands today that they have to have a computer telling them what the rhythm
click
is?
Click track?
Yeah, while they're on stage.
You know what that's called? That's called your drummer.
It's
you don't need a click
to be.
Track.
That's right.
Your drummer. Yeah.
That's why Nico and, I mean, all these years with Maiden and these bands, they don't use stuff like that. But this guy, and I think it's because of all the samples that they inject at different time intervals.
Absolutely.
A computer is keeping track of everything.
I don't use a click track.
How about we quit with the samples? If you're any kind of a heavy band and you have samples, go blow somebody. Sorry.
Wow.
I just had to say
wow. Because last time I checked, you've used a few samples.
I don't really use samples. I use sound bites here and there.
Well, great. Okay.
Of like Tura Sitana, but I'm not in there going...
Oh, no. That stuff's just stupid.
I mean, you don't have to do... I mean, everybody thinks they're Rob Zombie or Nine Inch Nails. You don't have to do it.
I just like pure metal, dude.
Unfortunately, some of our favorite metal bands have incorporated some of that damn noise, and then the next thing you know, it's going to have hip-hop in it. Thanks, Anthrax. Thanks, buddy. You know, before Anthrax embraced the hip-hop, it was just an underground pain in the ass, but now it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Anthrax.
Speaking of which, I'm seeing them tomorrow night.
Must be nice, since we talked about it on the show many, many moons ago, but we went and looked and couldn't find anything, and I didn't even know they were playing.
Dude, I just found out. You can still go. Tickets still available.
I know, but I don't know if I can go, man. It's like all of a sudden, right? It's like, boom.
Yeah, like you never do that to me.
I don't do that to you.
But, hey, this Saturday I'm going to be recording down at the haunted houses. You want to go?
Well, that was different. That was different.
You're different.
Are you open? I mean, it didn't cost you anything. I mean, this thing, I have to come up with money for it. I got to
figure out. It's 15 bucks, dude.
I got to figure out if I'm recording. Yeah, but 15 bucks might as well be 300 at this moment, because I'm coming up with $3,300 for our station.
No.
That's our licensing.
That, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Should we talk about comics?
We should talk about comics.
You know, I want to talk about some new toys that are coming out. First of all, Hot Toys has gone crazy this week and last week, because they've announced that they're going to do Batman Returns. They're going to be doing Penguin, you know, Danny DeVito, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and they're going to do Michael Keaton as Batman, which is going
to
make me mad.
Are we going to be able to afford this one?
No.
No, they're going to all be about 200 and something bucks again.
Well, why do it? Because they already did it.
I buy them.
There's your reason.
They already did it, and it costs way too much money.
Yeah. The thing I do like, though, that
Aceholes.
I really didn't think that they'd ever start re-releasing stuff, right. But they re-released the Batmobile this week.
The Tumbler, yeah.
The Tumbler, which I think is very cool, because a lot of people weren't able to get it the first time around.
Well, not when it costs $500, no.
It's still very
You can good. Go and buy a used car for the price of a toy.
Exactly.
Think about this.
Oh, granted. They actually showed the Bane Hot Toys this week for the new movie.
Yeah,
I'm not real happy about that. The big thing was they finally leaked out today. They finally showed Nick Fury. Nick Fury looks sweet, dude. I'll have to get the Nick Fury.
Oh, Lord.
But
damn Hot Toys.
I know, dude. It's breaking me, man. It's like crack. They weren't so damn good. It ticks me off.
It's the most annoying thing ever.
Well, I don't think I'd go quite that far.
Well, having them at that price, it kind of is. Yeah. I mean, you got to drop 10 grand to get the whole Batman set. Come on.
Yeah. It'll probably be a couple grand to get all of them.
Well, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
That is until they do the cave, and then it's going to be
easy.
Exponentially more.
Yeah, no kidding. That'll kill
Johnny
me.
Will have to buy a whole new table for his house.
He'll buy two, one to keep in the box.
I don't do that at the Hot Toys, dude. One of each one.
That's all you can do.
It's all like, yeah, I'd lose my comic shop if I did it otherwise. Yeah, let me just throw all my money on Hot Toys. I guess still got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
TV this week.
Okay.
CW has announced they're going to go ahead and go with this Green Arrow pilot.
Okay.
But it sounds more like a drama to me, because like they're going to go ahead and add Dinah.
Right.
But Dinah is going to be a 28-year-old, smart, sexy, legal aid attorney. How is it the chick that ran a flower shop that was an expert martial artist is now going to be a legal aid attorney?
Well, it's just a small step between the two. There's hardly a difference.
Exactly. And she's actually following the death of her sister, Sarah, who just so happened to die on the Oliver yacht that went down before Oliver got...
Oh, well, that's
convenient. The thing that just... grates me.
You're gonna be okay, Johnny. Yeah, calm down. Toilet paper. Hand him some toilet paper.
No. It's like it's a CW show, and you got Justin
Hartley,
who was perfect as Green Arrow in Smallville, and they're not gonna fall. They're not even looking at this guy for it. I mean, granted, the guy still looks great. I watched him this week on Castle. Good show, and I mean, the guy's a great actor. Get him on there. Everybody already knows him. You already have ready-made fans. No. Should we talk about the sacrilege for the week?
Sure.
That has nothing to do with He Who Shall Not Be Named. They finally settled the lawsuit between Tucker Tooley and Edward J. Pressman, and they're going to go ahead and remake The Crow.
Oh, Lord.
Why?
I am so sick of them remaking movies. Like, you wouldn't believe how sick I am of them remaking movies. But The Crow, come on, number one is Brandon Lee. The last movie he did.
Right.
I mean, the whole point of that movie is that was his last role, and he's playing a guy that died.
Exactly.
And I mean, and then how are you going to remake this? And try to make it better?
I don't agree with remakes of any movies. I mean, the movie was made originally, and it should stand on its own. It should never have to be remade.
I think
you'd think.
Well, ideally.
Once upon a time.
Well, think about all the movies anymore. It's like, hey, we can't come up with an original idea. We got to go ahead and just try to make something, rip it off.
Well, I showed you that trailer tonight.
What was the name of that?
Radio Rebel.
It's
Disney movie coming out in a few weeks on the Disney Channel. And it looks like it's going to be a young female version of Pump Up the Volume.
Well, that's what they do nowadays.
Well, yeah. They've even ripped off lines from it. And I'm thinking, you know, Pump Up the Volume was one of the greatest soundtracks ever. Great music, great mix. Christian Slater just hit it out of the park on that character. I mean, there wasn't a... I mean, I'm a very, very avid movie critic. I can tear a movie apart pretty bad.
But
you know, that's one of those movies that you watch and you're like, I wouldn't change a damn thing.
Right.
There's nothing I'd change in that. Like The Crow. There's nothing I'd change in The Crow.
Right.
That's one of those perfect movies. They don't happen very often. The first Highlander, perfect movie. You know?
Yes, it is.
The first one. Let's not get into all the rest of the crap. What movies do you hate that they've redone, Todd? Come on, I know there's a couple.
There's a list. I'm not even.
What's your number one?
My number one most ridiculous remake of the
True
last
Grit, right?
No, of the last few years would be the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Dude,
very
it was
angry.
So much better.
What, the remake?
You didn't like the remake?
I will come out there and hit you in the head with a
softball.
Dude, I'll move
Robert,
out of the way and let you do it.
Are you serious? Robert Englund could just... No, dude. He totally just overshadowed Robert Englund.
You're on crack. One day you'll wake up from that crack-induced coma.
You know, today is actually National Reverse Day.
Is it now?
It is. It actually is.
Leave it to Johnny to
it
play
is.
Around.
Today is National... No, dude, I saw that the other night. I was on like HBO like 3 weeks ago.
That was awful.
And I was watching. I was like, this is the crappiest movie. And what's bad is... who's the guy that starred in that?
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, Jackie
he's
Earl
great,
Haley.
Yeah.
I love him as an actor, but I was like...
He was okay as Freddy. It was just the fact that it was about a child molester now instead of a murderer. And it was the fact that Nancy, instead of being the girl next door, was a WB model.
Well,
what the hell was that?
She was.
Jeez, guys, get off the crack pipe and leave movies alone. You know, the thing was at least a prequel, but it still wasn't great. There's good things about it, I guess, but...
How was it a prequel when they ripped off most of the scenes, even with the girl being and her boyfriend and the blood coming up from the bed?
Oh, you're talking about... I'm talking about The Thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking
I jump around. Come
okay.
on
Okay, you said The Thing. I thought you meant, like, The Thing about Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, I'm talking about The Thing. John Carpenter.
Dude, the first one was excellent. You didn't need to redo it.
Well, that was the second one, actually. The first one was the old one with James Arness as a carrot monster.
Well, that's true. But you know what I like the best about...
The carrot monster?
Kurt Russell's.
Makes you hungry for salad.
No, the Kurt Russell. You know what I like best about the Kurt Russell one?
Every single frame?
No CGI.
Well, of course.
They actually used, you know, animatronics, you know, a little fake blood, Kura syrup. You know, they made it look real, not like, hey, look, I can see where the green backdrop would be.
Yeah.
There's the blue screen. There's the green screen. I'm sick. I'm over it. Like 3D movies. I'm over it.
I wasn't a fan of any of the 3D movies. I've been to several of them. My friends took me to several of them.
Thor sucked.
Thor was bad.
Todd will back me on that one. Thor sucked
in
3D.
I've seen worse. It was pretty bad, but I have seen worse.
I'm just talking about, but I mean, like that whole first scene, it was hard to even... understand
you couldn't
what
tell
was
who
going
was getting
on.
Hit. Right. Yeah, it was kind of difficult.
I mean, to me, this is the thing. Avatar, a beautiful picture, beautiful. I mean, whether you like the story or not, but you have
right,
to give
right.
you got to give, you know, credit where credit's due. That was some of the best 3D effects I've seen in any movie.
It was, but it still wasn't as good as it could have been. Or the 3D effects, I'm still not sold on them.
Well, granted, but
some
but
movies
Avatar,
are fantastic. Like My Bloody Valentine in 3D was my favorite so far
really?
Of all the three, and I love Drive Angry too.
Okay. You know what I liked? Jaws 3D. Third one. No,
again, would you throw something at Johnny and get him off his crack-induced coma?
No,
Jesus.
Honestly, when Jaws 3D
I'm glad
came
it's
out,
day.
Did you not see that?
Of course, I saw it. It was awful.
It wasn't that bad.
It was boring as ass taters.
What are you? Hey, it wasn't like Treasure of the Four Crowns.
Why don't you put that right up there with Amityville 3D and have a damn night of snooze?
Oh God, that was terrible. I don't think any Amityville should have been done after the first one.
Well, I don't even think the first one should have been after I see that guy's hair nowadays. Yeah. That dude's got a bouffant from hell. But I got to tell you, Star Wars 3D, I don't give a damn about anything. I'm there.
When are we going?
February 9th at midnight.
Is it February 9th?
It
at
is.
Midnight. I'm off that day.
You better be off that day because I'm going.
You're off every day, but...
It's a Thursday, fool. If you're not there, I will. You will not live it down on this show.
Actually, my daughter is turning 15 that day.
Very cool.
I may have to drag her there.
It's going
to
be midnight, but yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah. So you'll probably have to work that Friday.
No, I got off both days.
Oh, good, good. You'll need them.
I'll be there. That'll be sweet. I'll check it out. Wait, this is the prequel, though, isn't it?
This is episode one.
I wish, now, in my heart...
See, that's bullcrap, because I really do not know if I want to lose sleep for Jar Jar Binks.
Hold on a minute. Me, some people going to watch? Hey. Hold on a minute, now. I've got to say...
Maybe step even the stairs.
I'm totally in your corner, okay? I personally, as the fan, wanted...
Star Wars.
Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6, like I originally saw them, released first. And if he had done Star Wars Episode 4 right this February, first of all, you'd be seeing previews everywhere, which they're not doing.
Oh, yeah.
In Kansas City, I mean, nothing.
Because nobody
cares. They don't even have posters. This town sucks.
They have one billboard up on.
I did
Barry
see
Road.
A billboard. But I'm
billboard.
Talking about it at the movie theater. Now, if he'd have done Star Wars, the main Star Wars
everywhere.
Episode 4,
everywhere,
that'd be the biggest moneymaker in the history of movies. I guarantee
you
it.
You bet it would.
I guarantee it. But what he's doing is he doesn't need the money. He said, "I'm doing this for the people who love the story, right, and I'm releasing them in the order they're meant
well,
to be."
Well, if
seen.
That was true, he wouldn't be putting the first three out.
That's not true because he's doing it for the people who love the story. And he wants it to be seen in the order of the story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he is doing it for the people that love the story.
Yeah.
He is not doing it for us fanboys who love the first three better
exactly.
than the second. Even though I love the prequels, I still love them. But yeah, this is the weakest.
I don't really love the prequels.
Well,
no.
This one you can't because Jake Lloyd's a piece of wood and Jar Jar almost destroys the
I got to tell you, the fight at the end, though, with, I mean, I want to see
Maul,
that in 3D with Darth Maul and Qui-Gon.
Well, I think
it's going to be
pod
awesome.
Pod race will be great in 3D. It won't be dull anymore. I think.
Hey, you get to see little Anakin at Planet Comic-Con.
Well, the under.
He's going to be here, too.
Is
I know
he?
You're excited.
Dude. Do I get to call him a piece of wood?
Dude, he looks like he's on something in every picture I see of him nowadays.
Well, maybe he's just different.
That's an understatement.
I thought you were on something because you just said you like Jaws 3D, but I'm not going to be mean to you.
Dude, I was giving you crap.
No need to mess with a boy.
I was giving you crap.
Jeez.
It's official backwards day. Look it up on the internet. It is.
You know what? You go ahead with your backwards day.
Easy.
I think everyone in this room should be in my corner on this one.
Yeah,
I'm in nobody's corner.
Damn you!
No, it's not happening. But no, anyway, everybody knows my opinion on reboots. True Grit never should have been done.
Well, it was a good one, at least.
Crow should not be done.
I agree with that.
Somebody should needs to be horsewhipped, dude.
Psycho should never have been remade.
Psycho, you're right. Psycho should never.
That's the number one offender, I think.
I've never seen the remake, and I never will.
You do not remake
Hitchcock.
You know what I read the other day? They're planning on redoing American Psycho.
Yes.
Christian Bale's movie.
Yes.
Why? That movie's been done in the last 20 years. Why would you even want to remake it?
They want to make it closer to the book. They said they took
Which
too
they
much,
won't.
They took too many liberties.
If they make it closer to the book, it won't get an R rating.
Exactly.
So they'll cut it anyway.
Absolutely. But yeah, they want to do it.
Personally, the Halloween Stupid. Remake... Is an abomination of all things holy, and
Very
the second
true.
One is makes the first one look like an Academy
okay,
Award.
Okay, I have not seen the second. I
the
saw
second
the first
one. Seriously,
the first was crazy. What's the whole thing with his mask fetish?
Well, the second one, Sherry Moon's in more of the movie than Mike Myers is, and for most of the movie, he looks like Zach Wilde. He didn't even have the mask. He's got a big hoodie on and looks like Zach Wilde walking
nice.
Around. And Sherry Moon keeps walking around on a white horse telling him to kill people. I don't get it at all.
Well, I'm sitting there going, hey, look, it's Sabretooth through the whole movie.
Well, you know, in my
opinion,
it
is.
It
but
is.
It's like he even looks like right. him. I'm like, great, it's Sabretooth.
You know, Rob, I have respect for Rob Zombie as an artist, but look, dude, just because she's your wife doesn't mean she has to be shoehorned in every damn movie you do.
Really?
Really.
I don't see you slapping Tim Burton around for it.
You know, that's because he puts her in a part that is actually written, unlike this one in Halloween 2. She was killed in the first movie. Leave the bitch dead.
Okay, see? I knew he was going to go there with
right.
that. But, I mean, then again, you know, Carter is a great actress.
Yes.
I mean, she's awesome. I mean,
Nell Carter, give me a break. I like her too.
No,
give me a break. I sure deserve it.
You know, one of my best friends actually had a band called the Nell Carter Experience.
That's pretty funny.
Do you know what's funnier? You recorded him.
Did I?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who was it?
Ian Thomas.
I recorded him?
Yeah. Recorded
Where?
Those guys. I don't know. I worked with the DST. We were talking. I was like, I mean, we were talking.
They
about,
weren't called
this
the Nell like, Carter Experience when I recorded them.
I believe so.
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've recorded some bands, but not that one.
Good friend
of
mine,
though. I would have remembered that. I'd have been like, hell yeah.
Passed away a couple of years ago, but great guy. Play guitar.
Yep, sad to see anyone go. That's a friend.
I'm telling you. Now, if they're not a friend,
let them go.
Now, speaking of which, what the heck? 28 tornadoes in 24 hours this week. And we got solar flares. What? I mean, I'm sorry. You got to have somebody on Night Watch saying something.
We haven't got into that yet because we've been talking about all the other stuff in the world.
It's been crazy. I mean, have you really? I mean, the news. I was sitting there going,
right.
How many tornadoes in a 24-hour period? We're going to have solar flares, which all the news says it shouldn't cause any problems.
Well, we've got less than, you know, 11 months to live anyway. The world's going to end at the end of the year anyway, so
yeah.
This is just the beginning, I guess.
Is it 1221?
Yeah.
Yeah. I say, I don't think it's going to end. I think finally the aliens are going to come back and say, hey, we're here to update your calendar.
They're all going to look like Bob Saget and tell bad jokes.
You think?
I think they are.
I was thinking Ed McMahon.
Bob Saget's got, like, more followers on Twitter than, like, William Shatner and everybody. He's got, like, almost, like, 2 million followers. It's unbelievable.
Well, really? Why?
I don't know. Everyone seems to like Bob Saget, so I think he's an alien.
What kind of Kool-Aid is he selling?
Dude, I think it's mind control.
Well, think about it. Most of the people on there, on Twitter, grew up with him. He was on TV every week.
Unfortunately, with those two no-talent pieces of dog crap. Sorry.
Two?
Yeah.
Which two are you referring to?
You know, the twins, man.
Okay.
Oh, the Olsen twins. I thought you were talking about Joey and Jesse or something.
I'm going to throw out Jesse, okay? You know, Jesse's nuts. He sold out his life to be on a sitcom, but he's all right.
Dude, he got to play with the Beach Boys. You got to give him a little credit there.
Oh, okay. Do I have to?
A little bit.
No, whether not we much. Like them or not, you know, the Beach Boys were the thing for a lot of years. You got to give them respect for what they did. No, they tried to beat out the Beatles. They just, you know, just couldn't quite make it up there.
I don't know why anyone would even try that.
What, catch up to the Beatles?
Speaking of John Stamos, let's see what John Stamos has going on here. John Stamos only has 685,000 Twitter friends.
Is that it?
Friends.
Well, so, he doesn't have any shows going on right now.
I tell
now.
You, Bob Saget's got him tripled wow. Right there. Yeah.
But Saget is a comedian. I mean, he does a lot of stand-up.
We say that loosely, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he's funny.
He's funny, but he doesn't even mean to be.
No, he doesn't.
His
no.
commentary on that America's Funniest Home Videos was about almost more than I could stand.
Yeah, I'm quite glad he's gone.
But the show still survives.
The show remains.
Yeah, they got that guy from Dance with the Stars on there. I'm like, yeah. I don't know why he's there.
Another paycheck.
Hey, Spider-Man, they're getting ready to reboot it.
They already did.
Yeah, now they're rebooting it again.
What?
Well, I'm saying the movie hasn't come out yet, but it's like, really? They're rebooting a franchise that hasn't even been out 10 years yet.
Right.
He's crying the blues. Listen to him.
Who? I'm just sick of this reboots, dude. That's my tantra for the night. I'm sick of reboots.
I'm so sick of reboots. I'm so sick.
It's stupid.
We'll make a song.
Make a
It'll
song.
Be a musical. Heck. We should do the whole show in musical next week.
We'll just reboot it the week after, though.
This week, the Justice League sucks.
I can't do that, dude.
Next week, the Justice League sucks.
You know I can't sing.
Well, we know.
You can just do the beatbox, then.
Yeah. Beatbox. Nice.
It's so wrong on so many levels.
On all our levels.
All right, so what's next? Damn, you're on the computer so much, you don't even... keep up with the show here, man. Let's go.
I am on the show. Who are you to criticize? I'm reading about this stupid Crow reboot just
we
like...
We don't want
to
read. We want to talk.
I cannot believe this crap.
Go somewhere else, then.
It's killing me, man. It's killing me. It makes me angry.
Paul, you're going to have to take over the show.
Who are you?
Oh, we're in trouble now.
No, we're not. No,
golly.
We're not.
We got about 3 minutes till break, so you better keep on going.
Right, whatever. Don't you have any Walmart stories or something? Has somebody irritated you?
People are irritated. I've had enough rant tonight. I'm going to let you keep on going.
Yeah, no, you haven't even started yet.
Yeah, probably true. I've been nice.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden's got a new DVD coming out. I'm really excited about that.
Who?
Iron Maiden. It comes out in March.
Really?
Yep, it's a new double live album and DVD set. It was recorded nice. 2 days before I saw them in April.
Nice.
And some of the footage on there, they've got some behind-the-scenes stuff that right. was taken in Florida when I was there.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
They've got a couple of songs and some extras that are going to be from Florida
that's
from the
cool.
last.
They go on tour. I got to go see them this year.
Dude, it's.
They go tour.
They
on
only
that.
Played two shows in America, and they were both in Florida.
I wonder if they're going to do that again. Probably.
Well, the reason they even stopped in America at all was because of Nico's that's where he lives, and that's where his restaurants are.
Oh, is it?
There. Yeah, so they stopped there. I got to tell you, though, it was 3 hours of just unimaginable bliss. So I'm really looking forward to the Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah, I have to check that out.
Yeah, it's going to blow my mind, I'm sure.
They got
a
name for it yet?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. It's in Spanish. It's like El Vivo or something like that.
It's got Eddie on the cover again?
Yeah, he's like over the top of a crowd. They use the great big Eddie head that they brought out. You know,
right.
Rose up. It's that one from the last album. He's kind of part alien and part Eddie, and it's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, I saw that because they had the live concert a while back on, I think HBO or something had it.
Did they?
Yeah, I checked it out. It was pretty cool.
I'd have watched that.
I watched that. I was like, my God, how many guitarists do they have now?
Hey, man, they got three, just like they should. That's how many Dissension had.
Is it?
Yeah, three guitar players. You have to when you have all those multiple parts.
That's true.
If you want it to sound as good as the CD, and they, you know, they were doing great.
Well, for
with
them,
two,
it
so.
Was more of a situation where they got the original guitarist back, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that didn't was kind of what happened.
But they didn't want to get rid of their old one.
Well, Yannick was the guy who filled in for Adrian, and he was a member of the group. He was part of the family. You can't just get rid of someone. Unlike Judas Priest, you know, they'll replace somebody, and as soon as that guy's deciding, well, I'm done being a dick, he'll come back, and they'll kick somebody out who, you know, put their lives on hold. At least Maiden, you know, hell, by the time it's done, if they have to replace anyone else and have anyone come back, there'll be nine people up there. Next thing you know, Paul Di'Anno's going to come out and sing Killers. It's going to be freaky.
I'm still waiting for the new singer on the new Van Halen.
What? I don't know what's going on with that. I thought David Lee did something.
No, I'm just meaning it's like every time they put out an album, they got a new vocalist anymore.
I think he's back to stay for a while because they realized they could make more money with David Lee Roth.
That's really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard one rumor they were going to try to go on tour with both of them, and like the first half of the show would
be
Dave. They
did that crap with Anthrax. Remember
and then
that?
They do the second half. Yeah, but that didn't go very well.
Well, because it was really difficult.
Joey Belladonna.
Joey's pretty cool. I don't know what he's like now. I think Joey got lazy, though. Like on the first couple of albums he was on, he sounded hungry and powerful. Then he started kind of sounding a little off. He almost sounded like he was flat sometimes.
What'd you
CDs.
Think of Sound of White Noise?
I thought it was pretty cool.
I dug it.
John Bush,
like it.
Actually.
Yeah,
but
I actually
I always liked John Bush with... It didn't sound like Anthrax, but I liked John Bush with Armored Saint. It almost sounded like a new Armored Saint album, which, you know, it could have been. I liked the first two Armored Saint albums a lot, too. Now, of course, they're back together. It's kind of like a... You know, why split up? Because you know you're just getting back together. Just kiss and make up now. Enough.
Right. I agree.
Damn it. Makes me crazy if I let it, and I do. So there you go. All right, we're almost time for break here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so tell you what, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Brute Squad.
Yay!
Return to the fourth world. Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
Once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad! All right. We're rocking.
Silence.
We don't need no silence here.
We don't need no stinking silence, man.
The hell with that.
Hey, get out.
None of that. So what we got going this week, Johnny? What you got over there?
You know what? I got to say something. All you guys out there that are comic fans need to go out there and listen to the replay of Nightwatch from last week.
Oh, the Burt Ward?
Oh, yes.
Did you enjoy that?
I had a blast. I got invited to do Nightwatch last Tuesday.
It was actually a good show. I listened to it the other night, so.
It was awesome. I mean, Burt Ward, I mean, dude, the nut. He's a nut about dogs.
He is.
God, the guy's got, what, 40, 50 dogs?
Yeah, more than that right. Yeah.
But, I mean, what's cool is he still sounds like Burt Ward.
Yeah, he does.
It was so funny because, like, last night I'm watching The Hub, right? And, of course, the old Batman's on. And my wife's like, is that the guy? And I'm like, that's him. I'm like, do you have to ask? I almost just, like, was, wow.
I was going to say, listening to him, he still sounded youthful, still sounded, you know, full of energy and full, you know, just ready to go and do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. So definitely go out there and listen to Nightwatch.
Easy to get. Go to the audio chamber at nightwatchradio.com.
Jackalope Radio.
Yeah, that was a good show, and it's
I had a good time.
There's so much good stuff on there. I mean, in that archive, we've had so many cool people. Next week, we got Vincent D'Onofrio coming on, which is a big deal for me. So I'm real excited about that.
Who's he?
Plus, what? Really?
I'm just messing, man.
Once again,
I'm just messing, man.
Softball.
It's been.
You
nice.
Know I'm messing with you.
Paul's taking you out for that one. It'll be great. Have a little bullseye on your forehead. Give you a little hat. He can throw stuff at you,
dude. Let's easy trigger. No, it was a cool time, man.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, I had a blast. And then we got, you know, Planet Comic Con's coming up in March, and they announced today Billy Dee Williams. I'm excited about that. I was like, it'd be cool to see Billy Dee Williams.
Well, since you're like going to be there and you're one of the members of the thing, maybe you could talk Billy Dee into being on this wonderful show. We could record
that's
it
what
there.
I'm going to work on. That's what
it's
I'm going
to
do.
It's real hard. You walk up to him, you go, Billy Dee, could I get 20 minutes with you to do a little interview or 15?
Oh, like, yeah, that's what I'm going for, dude.
That's all you got to do, man. But you're like shy or something.
Yeah, when?
When it comes to Billy Dee.
No.
All right, we're going to see.
I'll do it. I ain't scared of Billy Dee.
I'm just a guy, man. No Billy.
I'm going to walk up and say, I just want you to say Colt 45.
What, really?
Wow. That's what you want him to say?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's Two-Face, man.
No, it's Harvey.
It should have been Two-Face.
He should have been Two-Face.
I mean, I'm a fan of Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
But really, you got a guy established for two movies as Tommy Lee. I mean, come on.
As Harvey Dent.
Let him be. Yeah. Come on, guys. Not even, and I mean, not that it mattered. I mean, think about it. Did it really matter? I've seen articles where he's like, I really wanted to play Two-Face. But really, he needs to be thankful that he didn't have to share the stage with Jim Carrey.
I agree with that completely. But, you know, there was so many continuity problems in those movies anyway, from changing the Batman and changing everything else. I just wish they would have kept him as a through line through all the movies.
Well, they at least kept Commissioner Gordon.
True.
It was weird to see Tommy Lee Jones suddenly taking the part that was his.
Exactly.
I didn't like it.
And have no reference, no point, you know, no reason for it. No reason for the change.
Well, they never
anything.
Even told no. anyone that he was Harvey Dent, really. I
mean, exactly.
All of a sudden, he showed up and he's Two-Face.
Right.
With a pink face, which...
And neon.
Well, goes with Joel Schumacher.
And what bothered me is he was Harvey Two-Face. Never said Harvey Dent. Never. It was just Harvey Two-Face. Never even just Two-Face.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. Speaking of Batman.
Yeah, now we get to comics.
Should we go to comics?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, Batman, The Dark Knight came out this week, number 5. I'm kind of digging it because it actually's got Scarecrow back as the main villain, so it's like, hey, 52 hasn't robbed us of Scarecrow like everything else that's good in the world.
No, Grant Morrison's still around.
Yeah. And the thing that I hated the most, though, it's like they bring Superman in. And Batman's in all this, you know, hallucinative state. And he's like beating the. They have a deal where Batman decks Superman and draws blood. I'm like, since when can Batman draw blood on Superman?
He's got that armor now.
Well, that's true. He does have the armor now.
But yeah, Superman does too.
But having not read this yet, but what are the chances that this is all in his mind?
No, because Superman got, because in the last issue, Wonder Woman called Superman to go help Batman.
But the whole storyline so far has been building up to Scarecrow. So
yeah, because you got the whole thing where he lays out Batman at the end and Batman's unconscious.
We'll see.
I'm just saying.
I'm not sold on it yet.
The thing I like about it is David Finch is writing it and Grant Morrison isn't. So, Witchblade. I got to tell you, I'm digging Witchblade. 152 came out. It's Tim Seeley.
Right.
Is writing it, and I got to tell you, the artwork is right back on track. The story's good. It's like the old, you know, Witchblade of the, you know, the 90s.
But it's more of a rebirth. They've revamped the universe and restarted or repositioned everyone.
And you guys can yell at me all you want, but it's a fanboy comic again because they got freaking Witchblade looking cool.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, here you go, fanboy comic, Alice in Wonderland by Zenscope. Actually, I got to tell you, the artwork, the thing that I hate the most about Zenscope, I love their covers. They got the coolest freaking kick-ass covers.
Kick-ass!
And then you open it up and you're like,
what happened?
Who gave crayons to a three-year-old? You know, and it's like...
That's true.
You know, there's no need for him to be so harsh to people.
All right, they're four-year-olds.
Really? I can't win with you tonight, can I? Did I wrong you in a past life?
No, I just think
you're this
wrong.
Life, but go ahead.
But, I mean, really, Zenscope, I mean, I got a lot of people just cutting them in my store because they're like, hey, I'm tired of the artwork. I got to say the Alice in Wonderland artwork, though, is not too bad. It's pretty good. It's not near as good as the covers. But I got to say the actual comic book, it's not too bad. It's pretty decent.
Not
story's
too terrible.
Cool.
Not too terrible.
X-Men Legacy. Let's talk about some X-Men.
Do we want to?
Yeah,
really,
it's not bad.
I don't want to.
Go ahead.
Hey, it's Marvel,
we'll,
man.
We'll give you a couple minutes. Go
we
got to
give them. There's a lot of Marvel fans
out there. You got
4 seconds.
There. You better start talking. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, that's kind of like saying, hey, okay, we're only going to talk about Republicans tonight. No, there are some Marvel fans out there that listen to this show.
Okay. For the two people out there, go ahead.
Wow. There's three.
Okay.
Hey, you guys give a yell out to, you know, Adam and Jason.
All right.
You know,
go ahead.
I mean, they're Marvel fans.
They
like
are.
It. But I got to tell you, what's kind of cool in this is Exodus comes back. And everybody knows he was kind of like Magneto's right-hand man.
Okay.
And he comes back, and he's kind of upset because the X-Men, you know, should be doing more, and he'd be helping the mutant race. And he's trying to be this whole, you know, messiah of the mutants.
Okay.
Funniest thing out of the whole thing is at the end of it, Wolverine goes, dude, I opened up a school. I'm training mutants over here. And he's like, well, what's Cyclops doing? Oh, he's training them to be warriors over there.
Nice.
And the greatest line of it is Exilus goes, he leaves. He goes, I guess I was mistaken and leaves. And Rogue turns around to Wolverine. She goes, did we just get Cyclops killed? So I kind of like the humor that they're really getting into, that this whole Wolverine versus Cyclops.
Well, it's almost like they've changed personalities. I mean,
that's the part that I don't like about
it.
Because they've gotten Wolverine, who's a bloodthirsty killer.
He's a pacifist.
That now is a pacifist, and I'm going to open up a school, and I'm
going
to name it after my rival's dead ex-wife.
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you? It just makes sense.
It does make sense, yes. Yeah, I had a thing for her, and I'm going to actually prove that I had a thing for her by naming the school after your dead wife.
Hey.
You know, I mean, what does Cyclops say to it? I mean... He got to be with her on a regular basis.
He's
going to
become a warrior.
Yeah, I guess. Justice League number 5. Except for the mutton chops there that Aquaman's got. It's not. I mean, the artwork's doing pretty decent. I got to tell you, the thing I like about
chops,
the...
Mutton
yeah.
chops, well...
I know.
Jesus.
He does, dude. It's sad.
Well, it's mutton chops combined with the Bieber haircut, so...
Yeah. It's sad. The one thing I have to say, the spotlight of this issue really is Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Green Lantern totally kicks ass in this issue, man. I mean, he's going up against Darkseid, and he's throwing everything he's got at him.
Right.
And, of course, you know, compared to Darkseid.
He's nothing.
Well, in this new 52, I mean, he killed a Guardian, you know, before 52.
Right.
Now he can't even take on Darkseid. But, I mean, but Darkseid, like, breaks his arm in, like, two places,
yeah,
right? Pretty much twisted
earlier.
Around.
Right.
You know, and he's still getting up, you know, basically making a cast out of his ring energy, and Batman has to stop him. A lot of the verbal content is about Batman versus, you know, Green Lantern in here. I really like the dialogue. I mean, Geoff Johns, saying Geoff Johns knows how to write Green Lantern, you know, it's kind of like, hey, I know how to talk. But,
okay.
You know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, Geoff Johns has been writing Green Lantern, what, 10 years now
close
almost?
Close to.
And I mean, he's got the guy pegged, and I got to say that he's got one of the best Batman voices there is. Wow. He's really got Batman in this comic. I still don't see. I don't. The problem I have with this is like Cyborg's being. He's basically his new origin.
Right.
It's not that he went to the Teen Titans for a while and then became a. It's from day one. He got his armor, and in the and like 2 minutes later, he's with the Justice League.
Right, but from what I understand, I'm not reading the book right now. But from what I understand, the armor has something to do with Apocalypse, or has something to do with an alien technology or something. Is that right?
No, his dad made it.
His dad made it.
It's okay. Kind of like, and it's neonate, you know,
the
technology.
Nanite,
thank you. Technology. The thing I don't like about it is they're pretty much totally erased his whole entire career
as a Titan.
As a Titan,
right.
I mean, granted, you know, you got Titans that you don't even know if they ever even lived or breathed anymore.
Right.
I mean, we don't know what happened to Donna, Aqualad. I mean, you got 12 Robins running around. But Cyborg is from day one being a Justice League member. And I'm
right.
Like, I think it's sad.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but, you know.
I mean, you know what they're doing. They're trying
exactly.
To get they're trying to get the African-American pitch to have a character that's in the Justice League.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly because they're going for this diversity.
But, well, they've got a few humans, they've got some aliens, they've got an Amazonian, they've got, I mean, what more diversity do you need?
Oh, I agree. But we got to have more.
I guess so, but.
We got to have more. Aquaman. I got to tell you, Aquaman.
The guy that talks to fish, right? Come on, convince me.
I could convince you. Dude, this artwork by Ivan Reis is, I mean, if that doesn't convince you enough, I mean, it's freaking breathtaking, man. I mean, I have to say, I am so excited every month when Aquaman comes out.
It
I
is
mean,
nice
over
looking
everyone.
Book.
You look at the artwork and it's just wow. And a lot of it is the emotion of these characters.
Right.
I mean, the biggest thing about this one is the big joke that Aquaman gets stuck in the desert.
Well, that makes sense. That's a good place for him.
And how he gets out of it, and
okay.
What he, and what he does while he's there. Basically, he jumps on this ship that basically escapes where he's fighting from and winds
right.
Up dropping him off in the desert.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go into too much details, but I mean, I just dig it. I like where they're going with it. He has a little bit of some hallucinations with his dad because he's out there in the
dehydrated.
Sea and dehydrated.
Okay.
And it's really like his dad's like, hey, you left Atlantis. You're no longer king. And he's like, I want to be like you, Dad. I want to, you know, protect both. Because, I mean, basically, that's what his dad did.
He
ran
a
lighthouse. Yeah,
right.
he protected both.
Right.
And that's what he wants to do. And I really like the direction this is going. The concept that Aquaman is not just King of Atlantis.
Right.
Or not just in the Justice League. But he's, I mean, lack of a better term, he's almost like that Witchblade. You know, between the light and the darkness.
Exactly.
You know, he's between the land and the sea. And I think that's given him some kind of character, that's given him some depth that you haven't seen in him in a long time.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, what you're so excited about with this book and what we've talked about before is that they've taken the jokes that have been told about Aquaman in the past. All, you know, he just talks to fish. They've addressed those, they've talked about him, and they've basically put them behind him. Put those jokes behind him and are actually moving forward, making the character more real or more, you know, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, making him more powerful, more important.
Well, to me, the big thing is you can connect with him now.
Yes.
I think, you know, people have a little bit of like, they can sit there and they can, you know, say, hey, I mean, instead of seeing the jokes or being the
right.
jokes, you get to see from his eyes what the jokes do to him.
Exactly.
And with him and his reactions to it, humanizes the character that makes you care about the character.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really have the point, like, at the end of this. He comes home, you know, to be with Mara, and she's left a note, went to town to get dog food.
So it's a normal...
It's parts of it is just... And the way he blends it, he has a comic where he's going against these Atlantean, you know, death squad.
Right.
Stuck in the desert, and all this stuff that's happening. And then at the end,
he comes home to a
note that, hey, you know, I got to go to the grocery store. Okay. You know, that's stuff that you can, you know, who hasn't come home and, like, here's a note and, oh, right. Great, I want to tell you my story, and now I'm stuck by myself.
It humanizes him.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I agree, and I dig the way he blends it. Jeff Johns, I mean, he's just a master storyteller. He does so well. And I've noticed he does, and Justice League is good, but I think he does better with just one character shots. Like Green Lantern.
It's got to be an easier thing to manage, the one character, and be able to completely control that universe than to try to incorporate, you know, 7-8 different characters all at once.
Right. But he does it well. Better that he shall not be named.
Yeah.
What, now you're going to pipe up Pippi?
Damn, something has to be said about that.
And that's like Nightwing. You know, that these are some of the ones that I really dig about the New 52.
Right.
Like Nightwing. You have a character that basically could, that has been Batman for the last few years.
Right.
He did, about a year and a half stint as being Batman.
Plus two,
yeah. And you never really got to find out his true identity. I mean, the whole point about Nightwing was he was never to become Batman.
He never wanted to be.
He never wanted to be.
Right.
And he was always the one that he was the light of Batman.
Exactly.
You know, he was the one that could talk to Superman or Aquaman or Wonder Woman because he was always the outgoing, let me go talk to you when Batman was out brooding.
To go back to the point with Aquaman, Nightwing brought the human aspects to Batman.
He
really brought that touchstone so you'd know, you know, you could deal with him.
Just besides just being a moving target where Batman won't get shot.
Exactly.
And silence from the...
I have nothing to say about that.
Hey, man. But that's what I like about the New 52 with Nightwing now is that, and if they keep going on it, I like the idea that they've taken him out of Gotham.
Yes.
They've put him with the circus.
True.
And they got him basically traveling with the circus as Nightwing. I'm waiting for the hero to figure out, okay, every time there's a city with the circus, Nightwing shows up.
And you know that can't be far off.
Yeah. But overall, I'm digging it.
I'm enjoying Nightwing. I like that he's trying to figure out a mystery with the circus.
Yes.
But he's also continuing on his own journey and, like you said, going from city to city, solving crimes while he's there, but still doing his own personal story.
What about the last page of last issue?
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is a spoiler alert. If you don't want to know about it, turn it off now. But, I mean, the fact that he had the love of his life.
Yeah.
That he's basically had the childhood crush, grew up together.
Right.
Is basically the villain setting him up.
Not altogether unexpected, but...
It kind of was to me, because I was like, wow, that kind of went quick.
Well...
I think it's just going to push him into being with Barbara more.
I think so.
I think the funniest part of that whole comic, though, is when Barbara shows up, and the girlfriend shows up, and somebody goes, wow, I guess he's got a type. And I'm thinking, red hair.
He's got a thing for redheads, yes.
Redhead, green eyes. I'm like, even Starfire fits that bill.
Very true. But yeah, I don't know. Nightwing is one of those books that I followed the previous series for the entire run, started on the new series, and I'm loving every bit of it.
But the thing I hated about the old one is I love Nightwing,
but
I never really liked the series. They always seemed like they kept changing it. They kept changing it, and they didn't know where to put him.
True.
I mean, they put him in Bloodhaven just to destroy it.
Right.
You know, they put him in Gotham just to make him Batman.
Well, and he went through several different occupations while he was
Him as a cop.
Right.
And then they had him as an acrobat instructor. And it's like, and then they had him as a curator of a museum.
Right.
And I'm like, what does being a curator of a museum have anything to do with what he's ever been in his life?
I know.
I mean, the cop I thought was kind of cool to go that route.
Yes.
Because I thought it would be really cool to have a superhero whose secret identity was a policeman.
Yes.
That could be very cool because at that point, which costume do you put on?
Exactly. And you know, there was so many storytelling potential in that.
But it fell so short.
It did. They gave up on it too quickly and moved on to another storyline.
That was him being a gymnast, I believe, next.
Yeah, but that was at the point where there were so many crossovers going on, they couldn't tell the entire story they wanted to tell, I'm sure.
Granted. I'd have to say that's the one thing I have to say that's kind of refreshing about the New 52 is they haven't started a lot of that crossovers yet.
Right.
I'm sure it's coming.
Oh, I'm sure within the next year we're going to start having a few crossovers. But, you know, it's definitely on its way.
So, out of the new comics coming out, because we know DC's canceled six.
Right.
What are you most excited about?
Out of the new six?
Out of the new six.
Probably the Earth 2 book and World's Finest.
Earth 2 doesn't count. Everybody wants that one.
Everybody wants that one. But, you know, it's touching back on the JSA, the original heroes, and I really wanted to be able to read about that. And the World's Finest, I mean, two more of the Earth 2 heroes on the DC proper Earth, I think it could be interesting. I'm really kind of looking forward to it.
See, I agree with you on the whole Earth 2.
Okay.
The World's Finest, I don't like that the Huntress in this universe.
Right.
Is Earth 2's.
Yes.
I liked Helena, was it Bernatelli? Yeah, I liked her. I liked the concept of her. I like her tied in with the criminal element.
Right.
I like that she's not Bruce Wayne's daughter. I thought that she was one of those Earth 1 characters that really stood on her own. And I loved her in Birds of Prey.
I absolutely agree.
Granted, this is the first time, you know, in its conception that I've never gotten Birds of Prey.
Same here.
I just can't stand it.
Without Barbara, when it started out without Barbara, I just couldn't get into it. It wasn't Birds of Prey without her.
And even with her back in it, it's so far off from what it was originally intended. And to me, it's like, why are you going to keep the same name?
I don't get it.
I mean, I have read articles, the biggest reasons that they're doing all this is like Dial H for Hero. A lot of them, you know, most people don't realize that to keep these trademarks, these comic companies have to publish these names every so many years. I think it's like every 10 to 20 years to be able to keep hold of them.
To keep the publishing rights.
So that's why some of these comics you're going to see six comics of.
Exactly.
And then they'll be gone for another 20 years. Backup story in Justice League, see, I'm excited about, because we get to see Captain Marvel.
Right.
I think that's going to be stellar.
See, I'm excited about the backups coming in Batman and Detective, telling the history of the Owls.
Gee.
And then Two-Face.
They have Two-Face. That's all you care about. Let's be real.
You're darn right it is. But, you know, I mean...
You got such a man crush on Two-Face, it's sad. He does. He's like you and Batman, dude.
Two-Face is cool, I'm sorry. It works.
It works.
I dig it. I understand completely.
See? He's on my side.
Hey, man, because Batman has the best villains of any comic book ever.
He does.
Very true.
So
I have to say, though, in Marvel's defense, Spider-Man is right up there with him. I would have to say that not... But DC, I mean, Batman's pretty much the only one in DC. You have the Flash with the Rogues, which is pretty close.
Right.
But it's like Superman, no.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on
Wonder Woman.
You want to categorize as Superman villains, and what, you know, there are so many that just crossed over all over the place. So
yeah, but Batman's got his.
Batman has his primary villains. He has his basic rogues gallery. So.
Right. But Spider-Man's got quite a few too. I'd have to say I'm going to stay in defense of Spider-Man right now. He's got a lot.
Right.
And they're all really pretty kick ass.
Yes, they are.
Supermans are pretty stupid.
I think the problem with Superman
I can move a planet, but I'm going to get...
That's the problem. You've got an all-powerful character you're supposed to have a villain have conflict with, and unless you have another powerful character as a villain, it's pointless. You can't.
It's like
have.
The Flash.
Yes.
The Flash can move at the speed of light.
Right.
I mean, really. He can move at the speed of light.
Right.
He walks into a room full of villains. Two seconds later, the villains are now in prison.
Right.
It's like, oh, when would the Flash ever be caught by Captain Cold's gun? Ever. Light, the speed of ice. Doesn't make sense to me.
Shouldn't be a contest, but...
None of it should be. I mean,
no.
Professor Zoom would be the only one I would think is a villain. The rest would be pretty cheesy.
Would you buy that book?
Huh?
Would you buy that book where you open the first page and there's the villains, you read the next 27 pages and there's
I wouldn't have a superhero go the speed of light.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'd have somebody that could run fast, but I mean, it'd be kind of cool to have him run maybe 200-300 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, have him be faster than the mortal man, but you know, you paint yourself in a corner to make it believable.
I agree.
I got to make sure I can get there in time. Wait a minute. You can get around the world in like how many seconds you've proven.
Right.
And you're wondering if you can get across town before somebody shoots a bullet? Basically, time stops for you, dude.
I can't agree more.
What are you shaking your head about back there, Todd?
You cracked me up.
Why?
It's all good, man.
I just want the Flash to have realistic villains.
Well, you know, a lot of people want a lot of things, but I want you to wrap up the show because it's time!
Is it time to go?
It is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to thanks everyone once again for tuning in to the Brood Squad.
He wants to thanks everyone because it's plural. Right.
Exactly.
I said thanks everyone's.
I want to thanks everyone's.
I want to thanks everyone's. Be back next week, same Brood time, same Brood channel with the Brood Squad.
Brood Squad! Yeah.